Did you know that Home Depot had its own foundation? I didn't until yesterday when I learned that that foundation is donating $50 million to train people to become construction workers over the next 10 years. So we decided to give them a call and find out more. And with us this morning, Home Depot Foundation member Heather Prill. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. Thanks for asking. It is a beautiful thing that Home Depot is doing, donating $50 million to train 20,000 workers. And before we go any further with that, you know, I'm raising my hand. Don't know if you can see me here, Heather. I'm raising actually both hands saying, listen, we're in Northern California. We got struck crazily in October by the wildfires. We need a lot of construction workers here. How do we get to be on your list of where that money goes?
Well, first, let me say you guys have endured more than anybody should have to, and our hearts have been with you guys. And I know our stores have done some Team Depot projects, and we've done a little bit, but our hearts have just gone out to you all.
Thank you.
So what we did yesterday is we made a commitment. We, for like you said, for $50 million to train 20,000 more tradespeople by 2028. Really what we're doing is we're working through a nonprofit organization, Home Builders Institute, and our initial program is a 12-week pre-apprenticeship certification program that we have started on two military bases. So right now we are nowhere close to you, but we're coming to you hopefully soon. But we're on Fort Bragg and Fort Stewart, so we're in Georgia and North Carolina. And so these servicemen and women who are transitioning out of the military are taking 12 weeks and going through this program. And then HBI is helping place them in jobs.
Okay, very good. That sounds like a phone call to the Home Builders Institute may be in our future.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. And I know there's a housing shortage across the nation. Hard to imagine any place that needs housing more than we do after losing 6,000 of them in October. But yeah, we'll take our place alongside the other folks in the country who need to do this. And this, because this is new to me and probably a lot of our listeners too, Heather, what is the Home Depot Foundation and what does it do besides what we're talking about this morning?
Yeah, Pat, we're clearly a well-kept secret. So basically what we do, in 2012, we shifted our focus. We've always had a focus on housing, as you can imagine, but we shifted our focus to housing for veterans. And so what we've done is we work on ending veteran homelessness. We work on building homes for veterans who have been combat wounded. And then we do critical home repairs for our senior veterans and also our combat wounded veterans. And we have made a commitment to $250 million to veteran causes by 2020. And this is in addition to the announcement that we made yesterday.
Okay, so some good work done then. And obviously there's, you know, more to do in terms of getting that word out. Well, I want you to be especially kind to your employees here in the North Bay of California, because once the rebuilding actually literally starts here, it's going to be kind of crazy getting down the Home Depot aisle.
Absolutely. We
as you can
so.
Imagine. Well, it's great. It's a great notion and great commitment from Home Depot. And so we will definitely get involved with the Home Builders Institute. Is there anything else that Home Depot does, Heather, we should know about?
Absolutely. We've got what we call Team Depot. It is our associate-led volunteer force, and every single one of our stores has a Team Depot captain. And in addition to the work that they're doing in the stores, their other role is to make sure that we are being a great neighbor in our community. So I know that we got out and we did Team Depot projects back in October, and we've been doing since then. We also partner with nonprofit organizations like Team Rubicon and the Red Cross, who provide disaster response and also disaster recovery. So Team Depot is a great resource for the community.
Well, it's all about recovery, no matter what the circumstance is across the country. And thanks for giving us a call this morning, Heather, so we can talk about our situation. And we will be in touch with the folks at Home Builders Institute to see if we can. It's a great idea to train folks who are coming right out of the military for another job that they will need. And it will be a great idea and a great outcome when some of that money for training comes our way. We will raise our voices mightily about that. Heather, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great day.
All right. That is a Home Depot Foundation member, Heather Prill, talking about that $50 million commitment. And you bet we will follow up on that, see if we can't get any money here at home where it is sorely needed.